You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
This is Bill Latson, the Rocket. I talked to two baseball lifers, Clint Hurdle of the Pirates and Lloyd McClendon of the Tigers. One thing is obvious when I talk to these two guys before the Thanksgiving holidays. They love the game of baseball. Hurdle was the first I talked to, and he talked about the improvements he would like to see the Pirates make. I'm here with one of the best managers in baseball today. I'm talking about Clint Hurdle of the Pirates. Clint, thank you so much for being with me. This past season was the first time your team didn't make the playoffs under your leadership. And looking back on it, what were some of the problems that the team had?
Well, we experienced some challenges that a number of teams went through this year. We didn't get the same pitching performances that we had planned on or anticipated coming out of spring training. Where the all-star break, the starters we had a rotation for, them had ERAs over 5, and the other one, Cole, was under the same list. So we dug ourselves a hole from that aspect. We kind of went about reinventing our lineup to some degree. We added some personnel, moved some other personnel around as far as lineup construction. And actually, our concern was losing a lot of power. We actually hit more homers than we did the year before. And scored a few more runs. However, the league average also jumped all over the place. So the combination of not pitching as well as we had previously cost us the biggest separation in from being the team we've been the last 3 years to the team that we were this year. And then the Melanson trade late in the season caused some turbulence in the bullpen just because he had set the bar so high. Watson came in, and I think 3 or 4 games got away from him late. Which changed the scene, the landscape of our season a little bit. We just didn't pitch it well enough. At times, we didn't hit it well enough. The guys didn't field it well enough. So that complicated things. We went from 98 wins to 78.
As you look into next year, what are the biggest needs? What do you want to see improve?
I'd like to see more consistency across the board. We were a very consistent team for 3 seasons. 13, 14, 15. We need to revisit, I think, our old-school values of battle in the box, the grit in the box. We need to get more innings out of our starting pitching so we can use our bullpen when we want to versus not when we have to.
Right.
Put away games late. The established guy at the end of the game, our established couple guys at the end of the game to nail down the games that you found a way to get in front of towards the ninth innings. More consistency on offense, a better connection of the dots from the one guy in the lineup to the number 8 guy, finding ways to score from throughout the lineup. And another challenge that we had this year was creating separation throughout the game. There's so many games, Bill, you watch them all. There's so many games when you can score that extra run, one more run, continue to build separation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to that core group, that bridge group of relievers that gets you to your closer at the end sometimes, provide a different opportunity for some other guys. We can keep those guys a little bit fresher, a little bit stronger throughout the course of the season. So we play solid defense. We put 27 outs away. We've got a good catcher that frames, blocks, and receives so very well. We've got a lot of good things in place, a lot of good core players in place. We need to shore up the rotation a little bit, maybe add a power arm right hand in the bullpen.
I know that Andrew McCutchen didn't have the year you would like him to have. I know he plays hard and everything. What happened this year, and what do you expect next year?
We expect good things from Andrew. Andrew's a hard worker. He understands the responsibility and the role that he has on our club. He's one guy. He doesn't have to carry the whole thing. We play better baseball than Andrew plays. It's the brand of baseball that he's played outside of this season. Every other year he's been in the major leagues. His last 2 months were solid. It was a hard season from the start. He's not gotten off to a good start since I've been here. April has always been a challenging month. Come May, things peak up. By the end of May, he's in a better place. Then come June through September, he's pretty much hot and consistent. That's what I've seen for 5 years. This past year, April was hard. Spring training was fantastic. But April was hard. May was hard, and it just continued on. The league, the pitchers did a much better job counterpunching, attacking him in different ways, making better pitches consistently. his ability to open up the field wasn't quite the same for whatever reason. Was it over trying? I think at times he said it may have been. Was it them staying in certain locations to make him pull the ball? I think that played part of it. But the swing and miss factor was up. The chase factor was also up. I do think that kind of points to me, Bill, for a guy that isn't where he wants to be. Maybe he's trying to be in a little bit too much of a hurry to catch up and take on more role and responsibility than he needs to. I think he's learned some very valuable lessons this year that I think are really going to give him every opportunity to be a better player moving forward and a very strong player this coming season, 2017.
Will he be your opening day center fielder? The reason I'm asking is
right now, that's where he is. We're having different discussions. It sounds good in the sound bite. Will he be it today? Well, today is all I've got to count on. We have talked to Andrew about the future, how our team's best served. How do we best serve him? And we're still working through the best appropriation of those three outfielders, the positioning of those three outfielders, how we set up to provide the best defensive strength we can. Marte with Blanco and McCutcheon, we've got three guys that have all played center field throughout their minor league careers. Marte's won a couple of gold gloves in left. Blanco, now one full season in right field, has started to establish himself. So they're ongoing discussions. I think we haven't come to any conclusion right now. We know what he's capable of at center. He's a solid defender. The numbers didn't play to his former fashion this year, and we take some responsibility for that. We moved all our infielders in closer this year, trying to take advantage of some things that didn't pan out as well. Now, he's a prideful man. He's going to work hard, and I know he still believes that center field is an area that he can man in a very positive fashion.
You are in the same division as the Cubs, who are now the world champions. What will it take to dethrone him?
It'll take a more consistent overall effort from us. We've got three young starters that's in our rotation with Tyone, a healthy Cole, and Chad Cole, Jameson Tyone, Garrett Cole. Chad Cole to add a starting arm would be of some value, possibly, to take another guy that's externally could add value, or maybe internally one of our own guys. Mm-hmm. Plug in that rotation and give us, the 33, 34 starts that you'd like to get out of five guys with good depth, a consistent bullpen. We're going to have a couple of three guys that pitch multiple innings. Right. We've got to just step it up collectively, individually. I've got to have a better year than the coaches. Each player get a little bit better every day. We know that when we play the best baseball we can play, we're very competitive, and we can win. We can beat anybody on any given night. The Cubs have a very good team. However, we need to stay focused on what we need to improve, and it's just a collective effort across the board.
And my final question, you were able to pick up two players in the Melanson trade. What do you think of Felipe Rivero, and you also have Taylor Hearn, who has a bright future?
We are very excited about the two men we were able to acquire in the Martin Lanson trade. Martin Lanson was a tremendous contributor for us while he was in Pittsburgh. He was a stand-up guy, took the ball, performed very, very well, provided leadership in the bullpen, more leadership through actions than through talk. He's a very cerebral guy. When he talks, he's got something worth sharing. Not a loud guy. He's got a lot more emotion going underneath that skin than what you might see. I shared with a lot of people, he looks cool, calm, and collected on the mound. He'd catch him with a knife. He came up there and tried to get the ball from him. For Vero, we think there's a very solid ceiling there. This is a guy that should pitch leverage inning towards the back end of a game, and very possibly one day close. Very resilient, took the ball, showed up well. Top-end velocity, breaking ball, changeup. You saw it. We like him a lot. Taylor Hearn, I was able to see pitch a couple times in our instructional league. The day after the season, Monday, I flew down, spent 5 days in our instructional league program, got to shake Taylor's hand, got to see all our other young prospects on it. He's a very impressive kid. The physical size obviously gets your attention. Showed some pitchability off the mound, had a very solid campaign for us the back end of the season the last 2 months. Our high A ball team. So we're excited about both having both those guys in our pitching program.
Clint Harrell, thank you so much for talking to me, and it's always great to have you.
Bill, it's always a pleasure to see you. I know I'm in a big league game when I see you.
All right. You take care. Boy McClendon is now the hitting coach of the Tigers, and he talks about the improvements he'd like to see the team make from a hitting standpoint. I'm with one of the best coaches and managers in baseball. I'm talking about Lloyd McClendon. He's now a hitting coach for the Detroit Tigers. Lloyd, thank you for being with me. And my first question to you, how good is it to be back in the big leagues? You're now the Tigers' new hitting coach, and tell me how you feel.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic. I got a lot of calls congratulating me on my promotion. You get fired from Seattle and you get promoted back to your old job. So I thought that was kind of ironic, but I'm extremely happy. The Tigers organization has been tremendously kind to me. It's certainly helped my career in so many different ways, and I'm excited to be back.
With you back as the hitting coach, what do you want the team to do differently than they did last year?
Well, I don't know. I thought they had a pretty productive year for the most part. Obviously, at times they were a little streaky. I think one of the things that we want to concentrate on is being more grinders, you know, grind their bats out, make it tough on starting pitchers. We have so many good hitters in that lineup, and I think the one danger of having a talented lineup as talented as we have in Detroit is, you know, some nights you can maybe be a little lackadaisical and think somebody else can do it. We just have that attitude that we all have to show up and get it done. Don't wait on the next guy to get it done.
Do you have anyone who could be a special project for you? You know, covering the Nationals and Expos before that, I used to have a hitting coach say, this person is going to be a special project to me. Do you have a person like that?
Well, I mean, we got some talented young hitters in our organization. There's no question about it. Jacoby Jones comes to mind. He's a young man with tremendous talent, has the ability to maybe have five twos, you know, at the big league level, and that's pretty special, you know. James McCann behind the plate shows tremendous promise and has a tremendous future. You know, obviously we need to cut down the strikeouts a little bit. Nick Castellanos, you know, he led the league in hitting for quite a long time. Fell off a little bit at the end and then got hurt. But if we can cut his strikeouts down and get him to use the field as he's capable of using it, I think he's got a chance to be a pretty special hitter.
Miguel Cabrera is one of the best hitters in baseball history. What's impressed you the most about him?
His consistency. I think, you know, he has the power, and he has the power to all fields. But he also has the ability to take a base hit the other way when he needs to take a walk when he needs to. You know, he's got a memory like an elephant. He never forgets how a pitcher works him. I think that's pretty special.
Wow. Last year, you managed in the minor league system, in the Tiger system. What was that experience like? And tell me how you feel about managing there.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I've been in the big leagues for so long, so going back to the minor leagues was a little different, but I have to admit I really, really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it. I thought the young men gave me everything they had every day. It was quite enjoyable, and I really, really had fun doing it.
Is there anyone there that you managed that could be in the big leagues this year?
Well, you know, we have quite a few guys that left our ball club and went to the major leagues. It was three young starters, Fulmer, Norris, and Boyd. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Jones, a little shortstop, Machado, a big right fielder, has tremendous power. He went to the big leagues, Casey McGee. we sent quite a few guys up to the big league, so I expect those guys to contribute at some point this year.
Would you like to manage again?
I do. I really do. I enjoyed Seattle. We had a tremendous year. Our first year, we ran into some injuries, and a bullpen let us down. Our second year, left there with a little bitter taste in my mouth. You know, it's tough. You know, when you lose your general manager, and another general manager comes in, he wants his own guy. That's understandable, but it leaves a bad taste. I think I'm a people's person, and obviously, you know, you got to have skills to manage people. And I think I do that quite well, and I'd like to have another shot at it.
You know, covering Dusty Baker, we hear these phrases, old school, new school. Old school is what Dusty Baker's tagged with because, you know, they say, and it's not true, that he doesn't believe in analytics. And you're new school because you're involved in analytics. How do you feel about that? And were you considered an old school guy? Because I know the current Mariners organization, they kind of like in the analytics. How do you feel about that? To me, baseball is the same.
Well, I think people get a bad rap when it comes to that. Listen, you know, I managed the Seattle Mariners. We had more analytics than anybody in baseball, and we used them. If it could help us win a ball game, we planned around it and we used it. And I think, you know, Dusty's the same way. They talked that about Jim Leland. The fact is, guys have been using sabermetrics for years. I mean, they just put a fancy name to it.
Right.
You know, if a guy couldn't hit a left-hander, hell, he didn't play against him.
Right.
You know? If a guy was a damn poor hitter, you shifted him. So I believe in analytics. I think there's a place for it in the game, and it certainly helps you win ball games, and it certainly helps you build a ball club. So I don't get that where people say, well, he's old school and he doesn't believe in that or believe in that. I just think those are just excuses.
I can't leave here without asking you about the Cubs. I remember you helped them win the division in 1989, and to see them win the title this year, how do you feel about them finally going all the way?
I thought it was a tremendous run. I really did. I thought that if it went seven games, the Cubs will win because I believe talent wins out. If Cleveland could do it in five, they would have a much better chance of winning that series. But the longer that series went, I thought that the Cubs' talent would come to the top, and it did. You know, Cleveland had some injuries to their pitching staff, and those things showed up. But that franchise and what it's gone through and that fan base and I know a lot of those fans personally. They really live and die for the Cubs. I was just so happy that they were finally able to do it.
Final question. What's ahead for Lloyd McClendon?
I don't know. You know, listen, I'm happy to be where I am now. And, you know, hopefully we can go on and win the World Series this year. And, you know, you pray that our game is such a game of trends, and you hope that someday somebody will think that I'm smart again and give me another opportunity to run a ball club, because I think there's a lot more managing left in me.
I totally agree with you. Lloyd McClendon, thank you so much for being with me, and it's greatly appreciated.
Okay, Bill, you bet.
That's it for the Rocket Show. We'll talk to you next week.